What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy shopping for J's, Jay, and with me is Creamy Apple Jammer's biggest fan. I kind of messed up there. Aaron, how you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good. Just working on my Skyhook over here.
Oh, yeah. Pass the rock, Aaron.
Nope, never.
And what anime are we going to be talking about today, Aaron?
We are talking about the Team Sport Classic, mm-hmm. Slam Dunk.
Yeah, and do you have the synopsis ready?
I do, and this comes from our friends over at Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. So, Hanamichi Sakuragi is a delinquent with a long history of getting dumped by girls after enrolling in Shohoku High School. Hanamichi becomes interested in a girl named Haruko who loves the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. And so, his love of basketball
blossoms.
Yeah, flourishes, starts to flourish.
All right, so do you want to hear the facts?
Hit me with them, Jay.
All right. Hold on, let me get comfortable here. So Slam Dunk is a coming-of-age sports anime released in 1993. How old were you in 1993?
Zero.
I was two. not I was zero as well, but I was 2 years old. There are 101 episodes, and there's 4 movies. This is based on the manga written by Takehiko Ione, and he's done Vagabond, Buzzer Beater, and Real. Most of his manga are basketball anime. Vagabond is actually a samurai anime.
Yeah.
But Buzzer Beater is basketball, and Real is still ongoing, and it's also about basketball.
Oh, that's cool.
This was directed by Nobutaka Nishikawa. And this guy is old. I don't know if he's even alive still, but he's done. He's directed anime like Arrow Emblem and Galaxy Express 999.
Okay.
Do you know what Arrow Emblem is?
No, but I know what Galaxy.
Yeah. Arrow Emblem is a Grand Prix anime.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that one's super old, probably like 70s. And he's also one of the producers of the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The studio is Toei Animation, and they've done things like One Piece, stuff that we covered like Lovely Complex and other sports anime like Tiger Mask. Do you know Tiger Mask?
Yes, that is a wrestling anime, professional wrestling anime.
Yeah, and that's, I think there's like a kind of new Tiger Mask series right now.
And that's, it's real fun too because it incorporates some wrestlers from today from New Japan Wrestling. Yeah,
that's cool. I know it's that anime is super old, like probably like one of the first, like the first like probably 20 anime that Toei Animation did.
Yeah, it's Tiger Mask.
Yeah, Tiger Mask was one of them.
I'm pretty sure even too, fun fact, Tiger Mask is actually, there's like a guy who wrestles underneath the name Tiger Mask. I don't know if he still does it now or they just like prod out the character every so often, but yeah, like Tiger Mask still wrestles.
Okay. Do you remember Zebra Mask?
Yes.
What anime was
Zebra,
that?
Zebra Mask was Looking Up at the Half Moon.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
This was also licensed by Toei Animation. The music was done by... there's actually 2 people that did the music, I think. Yeah, there was 2 people that did the music, and for this span of episodes, it was Takanobu Masuda, and he's done an anime called Dragon's Heaven, and Tosugeki Papapa Tai. And I think that's like a, like some sort of like comedy romance thing. I remember I read about it, but I forgot what
nothing
it was
to
about.
Stand out.
Yeah, it's like an anime that like probably nobody remembers. Came out in the 90s, I think.
So it sounds like something
we should cover.
Yeah. Exactly,
I'll put that one on the list. The opening song is called Kimi Gasuki da to saki bitai, and that's by a band called Bad with 2 A's. And they haven't done any other anime. But it's a good song. I love that song.
Really, really good song.
Mm-hmm. And the ending song is called Anata Dake Mitsumiteru by Taki Oguru. And what an interesting thing about Maki Ogeru is she's kind of like a phantom singer. This was one of her major hits, I guess. And she's like on and off. Like she's like always signed to like a record label and stuff, but she's like always on and off. Like nobody like really
like knows who she is.
Like they know who she is, but she like hardly performs live and she hardly makes like public appearances. And then like recently, not recently, but she did one of the Case Closed themes as well. So it's like 10 years after like one of her hits, she came back and had another hit. Like, and then she's like way older now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool of her. And as for cross media, there's the manga, there's movies, like I said. There's video games ranging from the Game Boy all the way to the Sega Saturn.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of video games. One that stands out to me, there was one Super Nintendo game. Well, I guess Super Famicom. It never came out here. But what was interesting about it was like there were like chibi kind of characters. Mm-hmm. And you go from like you grab the ball and you go to the try to score. But once you get like close enough to the basket, it becomes quick time events of trying to make the ball in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's super unique for a basketball game. But all the other games are kind of like, the Game Boy ones especially are like, what the heck is going on here? It's like almost like an RPG where like you're just picking plays.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And just simming it.
Yeah. Like most of the games that I saw, pretty much all the budget probably went to the cutscenes.
That's pretty cool.
Like even the Game Boy ones had pretty good cutscenes. But I just don't know what's going on. There was also an arcade game. I should have told you that so you could look for it. But
oh my goodness. Yeah, like I was gonna find it.
Oh yeah, speaking of that, Aaron's back from Japan.
Oh yeah, it was great. I had a good time. I can't wait to go back.
I know, exactly. I'll probably go with you next time.
I know. Oh man, I wanna go. not to get too in deep, I would love to go like next year sometime again.
Oh god, that's probably too soon. Yeah,
maybe go my third or fourth time there.
And then I have some like little fun facts. The author of the manga actually organized a scholarship for Japanese students to try to increase the popularity of basketball in Japan.
That's cool.
It's called the Slam Dunk Scholarship or something like that. And another cool thing is that the main character, Sakuragi, is actually kind of about him, like how he got into basketball. Because the author got into basketball.
Because of girls?
Yeah, he tried to impress girls, and he ended up liking the game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so yeah, pretty cool. So that's all I really have. What'd you think of the music in the anime? Besides the opening,
it's very retro, and I really like. I think even though it's generic, mm-hmm. I really dug it.
Yeah, I wrote that I really liked the music. Some of it almost feels like an extension of the opening song.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, especially like the recap music feels like it was just like the outro of the opening song. That dun 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 dun. It's pretty cool. I really enjoyed that song. That was probably one of my favorite songs.
It reminds me of. I guess like just really nostalgic tones. Yeah, like
very shonen of this anime. All right, so you want to just jump into the facts then?
Or jump into general? I only have like one general thing I want to mention.
I got a couple. All right, so what do you have?
Let's see. This is a little, I guess not inside, because you probably don't watch basketball nowadays.
No.
How the dunk is now devalued. In the 90s, so this is 93, so this is before, a little bit before Shaq, and that was like the height
of like dunking.
Yeah, this was getting big, so this is like watching Michael Jordan dunk from the free throw line.
Yeah,
and this is like getting to the apex of dunking, I guess, is the good part of where this anime started.
Yeah,
but in today's game, the dunk is like not as big unless you're dunking on somebody.
Like dunk on LeBron James or something.
Yeah. Like you have to like dunk super hard on somebody, like almost teabagging them for a dunk to make the, you know,
a sports centered
top 10.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be like a nasty throw down dunk. Mm-hmm. Or else, like, nobody cares. And, like, here, like, the dunk is like a sacred move, which in the 90s it was. It was, yeah, like the big move, but
that, like, everybody got hyped for. And
yeah. But now, but now it's like the 3-point. Everyone gets amped for the 3-pointer, mm-hmm. And it's real funny to see how the game has changed.
How it's different from like the anime.
Yeah, it's real funny. Mm-hmm.
I recently watched like an interview with Shaq, and like he said that like when he was playing the game, he was very showman-y. Like he knew people were there to like watch him. And mm-hmm. he would like, okay, I gotta, like, there's like a bunch of people here. I gotta like dunk at least a few times. Like he like tries to make the game entertaining. It's not just about winning it wasn't just about winning for him. It was just about like putting on a good show. I mean, of course he wanted to win, but
yeah. Do you know, fun fact about basketball, you know, Shaq is the reason why they can't hang off the backboard anymore. Off the rim. Yeah.
Cause it breaks all the time.
Cause he would break it a lot of times.
Yeah.
And so there was like a very famous one where he dunked on it, and then it wasn't tied down or something, or he hit it so hard that he like pulled the rim all the way down and like the whole fixture came down with it.
Yeah.
And so it caused like a really big delay of game.
Yeah.
Or like he would bend
the rim
and then you have to delay a game to try to fix it.
That's just inconvenient.
Like, yeah. Or
I would probably put a rule. Like, after that, I'd probably say, if you break the rim, you forfeit the game.
Well, now it's just, like, if you do it, it's a foul. If you even hang on for too long,
okay,
it's a foul. And then, like, if you get two personal fouls like that, you're ejected from the game kind of thing.
You know, that this whole talk about breaking rims, have you ever heard of the video game Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden?
Yeah.
Do you know what the story of that game is?
Isn't it like, I know it's kind of like in Space Jam, it's Space Jam related, right? Isn't it? I thought it was, but no. Go on. But
that game, well, it's a fan-made game, first of all. It's about, in the future, basketball is outlawed because Charles Barkley did a slam dunk that caused an earthquake.
That's so cool.
And and so it's like, it's an RPG.
Yeah.
First of all, a basketball RPG. And it's just him about the mission, whole point of the game is.
Yeah,
but.
And then R.E.P. Barkley too. That's never coming out. There's a big thing about what happened with that game. Very sad.
I don't really know what you're talking about, but maybe I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting a little bit off topic.
Yeah.
So, for me, the eye catches are pretty cool.
Yeah, I love the English eye catches.
Yeah, I was also going to mention the dialogue. Also really good. But the eye catches themselves, they're like really cute, chibi figures, them messing with each other. Like Sakuragi taking off the rim when Akagi's trying to dunk and
mm-hmm.
other stuff. And what else did I have?
I really love Professor T.
Dr. T?
Dr. T, yeah. The Dr. T cut-ins are actually pretty, pretty cool. And I wish there was more
Dr. T stuff. Yeah, just explaining more stuff.
Yeah.
It's like he explained like who
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is. Yeah. And then some of the stuff like...
Some of the fouls.
Yeah, there was fouls he explained. There's the layup. He explained like layups, what layups were.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish there was just more.
Okay.
One of the archetypes I really love in sports anime are the audience member watching who know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's like Haruko and
pretty much.
Ayako. Both are like that character who are like, and then explain exactly what's happening.
Yeah, like, 2 minutes is enough to win the game, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I guess while you're on that, this has a problem that I have with most sports anime is the pacing is atrocious. And that's like a problem with the genre more than a problem with anything. Cause it's
the game takes too long.
Yeah. Like, we have 7 minutes left, but it's like four episodes.
Yeah.
There's
that's like a kind of like a shonen problem too.
Yeah, there's episodes in Ace of Diamonds where it's like, all right, we need like the whole episode is like one pitcher or one batter.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's like real good. The drama in it, it's real good, but it's like ugh.
But that's kind of like. Like, you can't really do much with sports other than, like, tournament arc after tournament arc. And
I get it.
So, yeah. There's not, like, you're not watching Slam Dunk for, like, the slice of life stuff.
Yeah.
Even though that stuff is pretty cool, it's like, not what the majority of people want. I don't know.
Like comparing it to, like, one of my, like I said, one of my, Ace of Diamonds is, like, one of my favorite sports animes.
Yeah.
But how Ace of Diamonds does their games, they do, like, 12 episodes. Like, 12 episodes is, like, a full game. And then, like, they'll, like, have a break for four and then go into the next game. Which is kind of like, this one looks like it follows. Like, the game is about five, six episodes. No, yeah, like, six, seven episodes.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is, I think is fine. Just I just hate the thing of, okay, we have
1 minute left and it's a whole episode.
Yeah, like, with baseball, I think it kind of makes sense because they're not timed. Like, pitches and stuff aren't timed.
Yeah.
So, like, a batter could take 10 minutes to get out, you know, if you're really struggling. But, like, with basketball,
it's a fast-paced game.
It's a fast-paced game, exactly. And I don't know, just something about it makes it weird. Yeah. I think, like, Haikyuu actually does time very well also, just because, again, like volleys aren't timed.
Yeah.
And they do like a really good check of like, okay, we're not in it every point. Let's skip.
Oh yeah, yeah. They skip
a couple points.
Yeah.
And this, I don't know. There's something about time. Time makes it weird.
Yeah, definitely.
Or knowing how much time is left on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we have 30 seconds left on the clock, but it's like a whole episode.
Yeah, exactly.
With constant things happening that that wouldn't obviously happen. More than 30 seconds.
Yeah. Pass the ball. The other team gets it. Layup.
Exactly.
Okay, so other things that I have for general likes. I mean, we mentioned this a little bit. I really like that there's like real world basketball players mentioned. And I also like Jordans are in the freaking anime. That's pretty cool. I would love to get a Shohoku jersey. And like wear that to like a convention or something.
We visited the Shonen Jump store. I think it's in Odaiba, and they had Haikyuu jerseys.
Oh my god!
And I almost picked you up one, but then I saw it was $60, and I put it back down. I was like, I could find him something else pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a whole bunch of Haikyuu, cheapy jerseys, but they were like. $40 to $60, and I was like, eh.
Yeah. I can get it online if I really wanted one.
Right.
But I think I'd rather have one of these jerseys.
One of these jerseys? Oh, yeah. That just look like Bulls jerseys, yeah, really?
This could go, a basketball jersey, you could wear it with jeans and stuff.
Oh, so, yeah.
And like a Haikyuu, like a tennis jersey? Not tennis. Volleyball?
Volleyball jersey.
Yeah, that's like, you can't really wear that all the time. I also like, there was like this one like quick thing, maybe like a, I don't know if it was it's not really a favorite moment, but it was a really cool moment that, there was like a part where like Sakuragi was like in the game and he was like messing up like a practice game, maybe, I think. Mm-hmm. And, his gang of friends were like really like being like the peanut gallery, like really like egging him on about how much he sucks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they showed like him like, not teleporting, but like moving over to where they were like really quick, and that little action, he turned into a basketball, and then you saw him like yelling at the guys like, hey, shut up, blah blah blah. It was that was a really cool like little moment.
He's a basketball man.
Yeah. And one last thing is I really like that Sakuragi's a delinquent, like a little like a punk.
Yeah.
Like a real scrappy guy.
It gives him actually a really fun character. He's not like in most sports anime, they're like goody two shoes.
Oh yeah,
bright eyed, bushy tail characters learning
wagging
about the sport.
Tail and stuff.
Yeah. Also, I want to give props to the dub. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit right now when you showed me.
Yeah, it's a lot of cheesy and really good.
Yeah. And the sub is really good, too. A lot of the
characters. Yeah, I really actually did enjoy the sub.
Mm-hmm. All right, so do you have any general dislikes?
Not the one that I already kind of mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Pacing issues, but like I said, it's a genre.
Yeah.
A genre problem.
All right, so art style. What'd you think of the art?
A lot of the, well, I could think of like specifically a couple of girls in this anime that are real ugly.
Oh yeah, that's one of the points that I made, that the girls are not that good looking, but it's not really about the girls anyway.
No, yeah. But the one that sticks out in my mind is like a Haruko's like fish lip friend.
Oh yeah,
I think I know exactly what I'm talking about. But
is she the short haired one or no?
Yeah,
or the longer haired one?
I think with the longer haired one.
Yeah,
but she in the end, like when she's like real mean, it really like exudes her like ugly features.
Yeah,
but like there's points where like she's like making a point. Like I guess she's kind of cute.
Yeah, I think the ugliest ones are Ruka was fans.
I think it's more of their personalities.
Yeah.
Because they're just like weird snobby girls.
But they are super cute when they're in the cheerleader uniforms cheering them on. That's super cute.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things is the Roo, Roo, Ruka, what? That's hella dope.
What do you think about the guys' character designs? I think they're kind of whatever.
I have one point. Sakuragi looks like if Kuwabara and the dude from Fist of the North Star had a baby.
I was going to say he looks like, I don't know if you know who he is, but Blake Griffin, which is the guy who, the one dude you mentioned from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
People compare him a lot to him.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see.
He's a basketball player, right?
He's a basketball player.
He dated one of the Kardashians, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Blake Griffin. It's really funny.
You know, there's actually a character, a basketball player. I don't know how famous he is, but, he's Japanese and American, I think, or something with American.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually changed his last name to Sakuragi.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know why. I just read about it. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if it has anything to do with
Slam Dunk.
I know. What are we talking about? Oh,
art.
Yeah. But going back to like Sakuragi, this whole like anime kind of reminds me of Fist of the North Star, the way that the characters look.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially Rukawa.
They just look like big old muscles.
Towering guys that'll punch you and you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that. Especially with like you said, with Rukawa and Sakuragi. And then the captain as well.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of the people they face too.
Sendo was huge.
Is that the guy who looks like Ken from North Star, or Fist of the North Star?
The guy from the rival team?
Yeah.
That played? Like the star, right?
The star star guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy looked totally out of Fist of the North Star.
Yeah.
He looked like the main character. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And that, I don't know. I thought the cape design's actually here kind of ugly.
Mm.
Especially like the idol characters.
Oh yeah.
Don't look too good, but in spots when they want to animate them, they look really good.
Oh yeah, like here comes the no name baseball player and the no name soccer player.
Yeah, and they're like cutouts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have any cinematography notes?
I have a couple.
I have one, and it's actually a really cool shot. It's a really janky shot, but a really cool one. But it's of Sakuragi when he's first in the game.
Uh-huh.
And he has tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he first gets into the official game, right?
Yeah.
He's like has blinders on, and then like, it keeps getting darker.
Yeah, it keeps getting darker and darker. But it's just like the filter is getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell it's like it's real cheaply made, but I thought it was actually really cool looking.
Yeah, there's also like a similar thing that happens when he's fighting the judo guy.
Yeah,
where his like you see like his eyes and it's like whole all black.
Yeah,
it's like that's kind of similar. But for me, I have a couple things. One was like a really thing that you wouldn't like notice unless you're like paying attention. Well, you probably would pay, see it, but it's really like cool to like. Well, I should just explain it.
Yeah.
So there was like a practice game going on, and Sakuragi was practicing passing with Ayako, and without saying anything, you could see that Sakuragi was like passing way too hard to Ayako because she was like hurting,
yeah,
her,
hurting
hand.
Her hands.
You see her,
I seen that
you
one.
See her,
yeah,
shaking her hands and stuff. It was really cool, like explaining stuff.
Yeah.
Like showing how Sakuragi is like frustrated that he's not in the game, and it was a neat little scene. And another one was Sakuragi losing his shoe at the end of the first official, not official game, but first game.
Yeah, practice game.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really cool. Like, you could see, like, oh, you could see, like, he is kind of poor, like the guy said. Because,
yeah,
he can't, like, he doesn't, well, not only that he has, like, his shoe is, like, worn out and stuff, but he probably also is clueless, doesn't know what basketball
or kind of shoe.
Shoes, yeah, what you're supposed to wear. So, yeah, it was, like, a neat little scene. And hit him on the floor, all defeated and stuff. Like, no. My shoe. All right, so want to talk about favorite characters now? Or
let's talk about least favorite. Well, I guess we can go...
Underutilized?
Underutilized.
I have one.
I also have one.
Who's yours?
Mine's the coach.
Oh, the... Okay, yeah.
Buddha
sensei or whatever he is. Or?
Yeah, I forget. I had his name on here, but
the white devil, or is that,
yeah,
what they called him?
Yeah, something like that. I really wanted to see more of him. Like, he's,
yeah,
real quiet. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say much. He's just in the background.
Yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be an episode where you see like his background and see like
his heyday.
Yeah, because he was like a superstar or something like that. Right?
Yeah, I would love to see that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, to really see, like, his coaching genius.
Yeah. He was the original little giant there.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty short.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Watch they show the flashback and
the
he's
little
tall.
Right. He's all super built.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see more of him. Maybe, like you said, maybe in the future we see,
yeah,
a flashback.
Yeah, because we're not done with the anime.
No.
Yeah, we only watched 20 episodes. For me, my most underutilized is Ryota Miyagi. That's the guy that he makes his first appearance in the episode 20.
Oh, yeah.
I was super excited for this character because he looks so cool. His haircut looks really cool. Not very modern, like very old school haircut, but...
I saw everyone's haircut in here is pretty,
yeah,
old.
I mean, yeah, like Sakuragi's is like a greaser kind of haircut. The,
yeah,
like elephant tusk style. But yeah. I mean, he's in the opening, and he looks really cool passing the ball. So
right.
I was really excited to see him. You know, it was actually his birthday recently, that character's birthday.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else's birthday is today?
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Really? Happy birthday, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I listened to, like, half of a song today on the radio. All right. So do you have any other underutilized?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So what about least favorite?
This is a weird one, too.
Yeah, I have a really weird one for mine as well.
I don't think... I mean, personally, we don't really spend enough time to not like any of the characters.
Yeah.
The only one I kind of disliked was... which is weird, the opposing coach. Which,
oh,
is a little,
okay,
weird.
Yeah,
in the dub... Yeah, in the dub, he's like really, really harsh.
Okay, yeah.
And how he's voice acted is also really harsh. It's also like the most subtly racist of him, like, because they give him kind of like a.
Like an
even, yeah, they give him like a little bit of an accent.
Okay.
And it reminds me of like weird, like Speed Racer.
Oh. Okay.
Anime accent. I don't know if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And like how that's been, like, made fun of over the years and years.
Yeah.
Like, this one's done like unironically, and it's weird, and I just didn't really like him as much. I know it sounds like it's weird, like word soup I'm trying to put together, but it's,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's such a weird character. Other than that, maybe the Rukawa's hench girls.
I think they're cool.
They're mean though. They're so mean.
Oh yeah, they are. It's funny when Sakuragi like closes them out of the gym.
Exactly.
And they're like making so much noise. I was like, oh my God, shut up.
But yeah, those are all my.
Yeah.
Really, it's like nitpicking because.
Yeah. Mine is kind of nitpicky as well. Yeah. My least favorite is Rukoa, but only when he's by himself.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like by himself, he's like kind of like boring. But when he's with Sakuragi and like talking to Haruko or something and rejecting that he ever knew her, it's pretty funny.
I think that's like
he like plays off the characters
very
better than him.
Playing off himself?
Yeah.
I think that's most rival characters who are like that. I know I mentioned before we started that that archetype exists like today still.
Yeah, with like Haikyuu. Even in like other shonen anime like Sasuke, I mentioned that he's like pretty much like Sasuke.
Yeah, and then like
From Naruto, if you didn't know.
If you didn't know, exactly. But yeah, a lot of sports anime has that.
Yeah.
Archetype. It's so weird.
Yeah, you're also talking about Ace of Diamonds.
Also has like the same archetype. The prodigal son who's super edgy.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so what about favorite characters? We got Sakuragi.
Yeah, Sakuragi's really cool.
Yeah, he's really fun. Really cool guy.
I wish we got, which is weird. I wish we got more like filler episodes with him.
I know, just right?
Fun. Mm-hmm. Character development episodes.
Secret training with Haruko was pretty cool. Yeah,
very cute.
Yeah.
And speaking of Haruko.
Yeah, I kind of have her as like a meh character.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, I love her dub voice actress. She was like real cute.
One of my favorite moments involves her though.
Yeah. Who's the better girl? Her or the manager?
For me, I have Ayako as a favorite, so maybe I'm...
Yeah, Ayako. I really love Ayako as well. She's very, very cute.
Yeah. I like her when she's not wearing her basketball stuff.
Oh,
without her cap and stuff. Like, when she's wearing the regular school uniform. She looks hella cute.
Yeah, it's so weird. There's, like, weird things I can see where they try to make fan service out of her before fan service was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, weird shots that you're, like, I think that they're trying to make her look
sexy,
but maybe I'm just, like, maybe it's just me filling it in my own head.
Well, we know that in their, like, world, she is pretty. Because, right. Like, all the gang members, she's so hot. Yeah, like, oh, she's just my type.
And she's my type, too. She's really cute. She's real cute.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the gang of delinquents, I also have them. I like Yohei the most. The like kind of like Sakuragi's sidekick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's probably like the most level-headed.
Yeah, I get you.
Probably the Urameshi of the group.
I didn't even think about that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah, he's actually really cool. And the rest of the gang are pretty cool too. They remind me of like Grease. Grease characters. Who else do I have?
Is it Akagi? Weird side note. Is it weird when you mention Grease? I don't know why the first thing I would think about isn't Grease, but it's a West Side Story.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is a little weird.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Akagi, the team captain, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's...
You don't really like him?
He's okay. He's fine.
Okay.
I don't have a strong...
connection to him yet.
Yeah, strong feeling one way or another.
Yeah, he doesn't really show his like emotions. He doesn't wear his...
It's just like a big... He's not a big dumb character, but he's just a big...
Hard-headed kind of guy.
Hard-headed.
Hard-working.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Slave driver.
Slave driver. No, God, what's the word? Like a big slapstick character.
I guess so.
At points, exactly. Not all the time, but... A lot of his humor comes from
him.
Oh,
like
Sakuragi, shut up.
Gorilla.
Bang. Yeah. So, yeah. You have any other favorite characters?
This one, Kogure. He's the glasses guy. That's like a
forward. Oh, glasses guy? Yeah.
Forward. He's pretty cool. I really like that. He knows that he's going to get replaced soon. But he's I'm just going to enjoy the game while I can. Because I know Sakuragi's going to replace me once he gets good enough.
I really love that Sakuragi calls him Glasses Guy. And he goes, oh, my name's whatever. And I was like, wait a second. That's the first time we ever hear his name. And he's been in this anime for like 10 episodes or whatever.
Right? And you know what? Shout outs to the guy that always gets the shaft. Like, when Sakuragi wanted a jersey, they
took the jersey off his back.
Yeah.
Gave it to Sakuragi.
And then, like, poor guy has the taped 16 on him. And that happens in, like, a practice game, too. Like, oh, we only have... Somebody has to stand out when Sakuragi plays. And he's like, oh, I guess I will.
Oh, poor guy.
Poor guy. I know he has a name, but a lot of the characters look kind of samey.
Yeah, I get
you. The other team members.
All the bench players look samey. If you're not Akagi or Sakuragi.
Yeah.
Or the other guy.
Rukawa.
Like, you don't really matter. Or glasses guy.
Yeah, just exactly. Because
he has glasses.
Mm-hmm. I really like those. Like, there's a few glasses people in this anime.
Didn't you say that? I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there's a bunch of glasses people.
And there's more to come from what I looked up, like, a character thing. There's a team with, like, three people with glasses. I was like, what Jeez. The hell? These guys probably aren't that good, but can't wait to see them.
All these nerds on the team.
I know, right? Because I guess, like, it's probably an unpopular sport in Japan at the time.
Right.
So, and you know what's funny? Like, the author, what really, like, drove him to, like, write more basketball anime, like, write it more. Because, like, Real, his most current manga, mm-hmm. is, like, more, like, a lot more serious and a lot more, like, realistic about mm-hmm. basketball. And, like, what motivates him is, like, he gets letters from people saying that, oh, Slam Dunk inspired me to pick up the sport and blah, blah, blah. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's all I really have. Do you remember any other characters that you want to talk about?
Not really.
Do you remember, like, the judo guy?
Nah.
I really like, well, one of my favorite moments is him pulling out the pictures of Haruka as, like, a bribe. You think that he was going to, like, choke him or something or, like. But he's like, what about these pictures? Would you join if I gave them to you?
None of them were into that. So let's talk about favorite moments.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was actually one of my favorite moments. Like,
yeah, it's pretty. A lot of the comedy in this anime is pretty good.
Yeah, which is, I was really surprised about. Yeah, like, me a lot too. Of it hits. Still hits today.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that made me laugh the most, it's the first thing I wrote for favorite moments, was when Haruko had hearts in her eyes. When Ruka mm-hmm. was, what was his name? Rukawa? When he was, like, playing the game or something like that?
Yeah.
And, like, he did something super cool.
there's one. Oh, that's actually, like, a really fun part with that gag where Sakuragi, like, gets in there.
Uh-huh.
It finally goes into the game. And, like, she, like, finally, like, snaps back from that. The hearts in her eyes, like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Sakuragi's in?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was really funny. And there's also a really cool scene with Haruko and her friends where they see the cheering squad.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, the friends are like, don't be like that.
Yeah. Like, the Haruko is, like, almost talking crap about it. Mm-hmm. And then the next scene that you see, she's, like, chanting along with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruka, what?
Funny. What I love about those Rukawa cheerleaders is that they have Rukawa on their jerseys. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Okay, for other favorite moments, I actually really like the fist fights in this anime. They're pretty cool. I wish there was more fist fights.
I was just going to say one of my least favorite moments is...
Were fist fights?
No, not the fist fights, but the slapstick humor.
Oh, okay.
I really don't enjoy slapstick.
Okay.
And there's
like,
a lot.
Like, kind of like the classic kind of comedy for Japanese. Like,
yeah.
Like him wearing the burglar thing and like trying to listen in on the other team's play and stuff.
Yeah. It's so, it's weird.
Or doing the fingers in the butt.
Yeah.
That's done in Naruto.
The Kancho. It's called. Yeah. I thought it was just, I don't know. Physical comedy is like weird for me. It's a lot of hit, a lot of miss than hit.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen a lot. So I'm like, eh.
Yeah, it's done a lot. Still is being done.
A lot. Yeah, exactly.
And then I really like the conclusion of the first game. I really like that they didn't win.
Yeah, that actually is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice little twist.
I even like that. But even their coach like kind of knows that they got away. Like, they snuck a win away.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
I really like that whole thing where it's kind of a trope as well. It's like he's not using his full power yet. He was only using 70%.
Exactly. He wasn't going all out.
Yeah, exactly. But that's all I really have. Do you have any other favorite moments that you can think of?
Not really. I guess we mentioned the real cool moments of Haruko and Sakuragi, the secret layup
training. Yeah,
training was real cute, especially in that second half where like they're both like falling asleep in class.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought that was real, real cute.
Mm-hmm.
For least favorite moments,
I don't really have anything.
Yeah, like I said, I mentioned slapstick. For me, it's kind of old.
But that comes and goes. It's nothing like I wouldn't watch, like that wouldn't prevent me from watching it.
Yeah, and then some of the jank animations, but that it's Toei. Old. Yeah, it's Toei and it's old, so you can forgive a lot of it.
Yeah.
Hi guys, the first part of Slam Dunk was fun, wasn't it? Basketball's great. Let's play it together. Thanks for waiting. The second part of Slam Dunk will start in a minute. Let's get together in front of TV.
All right, so do you want to just head into the wrap-up?
Yeah, do you have anything general you want to mention before?
I mean, I had a blast watching this anime. I had a lot more fun than I thought I would.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I know.
I wish more of it was dubbed.
Okay.
That's it prevented me from being excited to watch more of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's just more easily consumable, for me at least, dubbed.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the reason I watched only the sub, and the only reason I did that was because the majority is subbed. Like the dub doesn't last.
Yeah, it's
already ended.
Yeah, we already reached the end of. Even though it's really weird, because I was reading about the dub, and the dubbing history of it, and it's like dubbed this weird Canadian branch. Yeah,
and same people that did Ping Pong Club, probably.
Maybe, I hope. No, but it's not as bad though, which is weird. But they have what's the word I'm looking for? I'm sorry. They have people who are casted like who don't show up until like episode 80.
What
like,
the hell?
Yeah, like they casted a lot of people, but they only did 20 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, like a lot of people have like voice this character like on their resume.
Yeah.
But that character it doesn't show up until like 50 episodes in or 60 episodes in.
Oh, so people are milking it, thinking people are not going to notice or something.
Yeah, or something, yeah. But only, I think, 20 episodes exist.
Yeah.
Are currently, not currently out, but are known of at this point.
You know, and another, like, fun fact, the DVDs, for the English, not the English release, but, like, the North American release.
Mm-hmm.
Was done well, like joint with Genion or whatever they're called, and that was discontinued after like the third volume.
Yeah, that's why there's only like 20 episodes.
Yeah,
there's, like nothing that exists past this point. Weird.
Yeah. So accessibility. So they do kind of curse, not really like cursing, but they say like bastard and like damn it.
There's
I would say for teenagers and up.
In the dub, there's like dick and like other curse words in English.
Mm-hmm.
There's like bastards. So it's like mild language.
Yeah, it's like mild language.
Yeah.
So I would say like teenagers and up for this anime.
Yeah.
And you can watch it on Crunchyroll. And I also read that I think Toei has their own streaming service where you like pay. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
Really?
That might be Japanese only, but it's on there. It might not even exist anymore. But
oh, no. I said, what's the service called? Do you remember?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's probably just on their website or something. And you have to pay for it. I think it's like individual pays.
Like that's weird.
Like you pay for a certain anime.
Oh. Might be good money. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I know Toei is all about the money. And what's...
What do you do differently?
Oh, no. Rewatchability.
Oh, rewatchability.
I would watch it again.
I don't know. I maybe.
Depending on how the rest of the series goes. But these first 20 episodes I had fun with. And what things that would change? Is there anything you would change? Character development, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more character development. But we got 80 more episodes to go, so...
Yeah, so we're definitely going to spend time with at least the main characters.
Oh, you would think.
Yeah, you would think, but what, you don't think so?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying you would think... Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe who knows? Rukua dies or something.
That'd be crazy.
I know. What a twist.
Oh, God.
They have to scramble. Get the glasses, guy!
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Things would change is kind of hard for, like, longer anime series like this.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
Yeah, it's like things like One Piece and...
Like, they could be addressed later on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, but even, like, shorter anime, but still long, like Haikyuu, all the stuff that we complained about season one was, like, fixed in season two.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess the one thing I could complain about, which I'm 100% positive it's not going to change, is, like, the pacing.
Yeah.
Pacing's just going to be dry.
Yeah.
For the next couple arcs. Yeah. So, hopefully it tightens up. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, they're on Namek for 3 days, but it's 30 episodes. But it's
30 episodes, exactly.
All right, Aaron. So, rating. I would give this a recommend. Flat recommend.
Because I know there's better basketball anime out there.
How many are there? There's Kurokuro Basketball.
Which is way better.
But that one's more like
it's a more powers. Serious. Yeah, but it's a more it's not power. It's like
and there's Buzzer Beater.
And Buzzer Beater. It's I honestly think Kirk on a Basket's a more fun watch.
You've watched than it? This.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
I know I've seen like something I watched a Gigguk video about sports.
Yeah, anime. It's like
and like there's like ratchet. One guy that like just makes people fall. Just how he stares. And
yeah.
Stuff.
It's like,
I was like, ugh.
It's like a super ratchet up, super hyperbolic version of basketball.
Yeah.
Not to the
level like a Ruka 7 or something. Or,
No.
A Ruka 11.
No, but it's.
Wait, no, is that what the anime is called? The soccer anime. The one that's like a bunch of kids with powers.
I don't remember. But I think I know what you're talking about. I think it's like a Ruka 7 or something like that.
Is it?
Something like that. I saw a bunch of I saw an arcade game when I was out there of it. but I know what you're talking about. But okay. Yeah, they have like, but it's not really power. It's more of like, I don't know how to explain it.
More of like an exaggerated.
Yeah, it's exaggerated thing. Exaggeration like of
real world things.
Yeah, essentially.
I guess the stair thing would be like breaking someone's ankles with like a juke or something.
Yeah, essentially, or yeah. Like. Their aura holds you down kind of stuff. So with that in mind, I mean, I would give this like a niche recommend.
Okay.
Like you got to like the game of basketball.
Yeah. And it's an older anime, so not a lot of people are going to like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like a lot of people would refuse to watch something black and white. I know people that... refuse to do that.
Yeah, so this is an issue recommend. I mean, I sound like I'm really down on it, and partially is that because I'm really tired right now. I'm still battling a little bit of jet lag.
Okay.
But I know I did enjoy it. I don't know, it's not for, I don't think it's for everybody.
Okay.
Like I said, I honestly would have rather
sports anime in itself is kind of niche.
Yeah,
because like, you know, anime is like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
It's more of like a fantasy, like wish fulfillment kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it is. And when it's like grounded in reality, it turns a lot of people off.
Yeah. Because even stuff like Haikyuu, it's grounded in reality, but like it's cinematography leads to more imaginative things happening.
Yeah.
Rather than that. That's why I actually love Haikyuu.
Like, yeah, definitely. That's why a lot of people like
it. Yeah, like volleyball is like a boring
sport,
but then its cinematography leads to like everything.
Yeah.
which kind of hurts, which to me kind of hurts this anime just because it's so old and some cinematography things don't. When it's, I know, I'm sorry, I'm like really like mixing my words up.
You're saying this anime needs an HD remake.
Yes, exactly. Like, it needs
a fruits basket treatment.
Yeah, I was gonna say a, God, what's the anime called? It's like
Tiger Mask.
I know it's like Ashdit no Joe, the boxing anime.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But then it recently got that new, with him with the robot arms.
Yeah, Megalobox.
And Megalobox, exactly, which is just a retelling of whatever Nojo.
Yeah.
But in a newer setting. It would be kind of cool to see it. Like, what can we do with Slam Dunk, like, now that we have better technology? Like, you can see the bare bones of any basic sports anime here.
Yeah.
If it just had real cool camera shots and made it feel more impactful.
Yeah, it's definitely very shonen, very like a product of its time. With like, I mean, there's stuff in here that kind of reminds me of like Flint the Time Detective and
yeah,
the other old anime that we covered.
Yeah,
or that I know about. Like,
I think I texted you earlier, being like, "Get it, all old anime like kind of feels the same."
Yeah, they use a lot of the same techniques.
That's why it's like it's real weird when you watch like a Cowboy Bebop and see what they like. This was made in the same time as these other anime, but it was so different.
Yeah, definitely.
At the time,
so stylized and so fluid.
Exactly. Amazing. And it's made in what, 96? No, 96. Can't 98? Be that old. Maybe 97. Maybe.
We'll have to fact check that podcast. You'll know when it came out.
Exactly.
All right, Aaron. So now that we're done, I don't know.
Basketballing? Passing the rock? now that we're done with our our dribble shots.
Oh, there we go. Now that we're all warmed up.
There you go.
What do you have for us next week?
So,
or this week?
Yeah. This upcoming week.
Yes.
So I guess we failed to mention at the beginning of this podcast, but this is sports month here at Anime Cherry Bomb. So we're going to go back to back with
some sports
picks.
Yeah, and next month is going to be spooky month.
Spooky month, yeah. Anime Scary Bomb coming soon.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll remember this time to call it Anime Scary Bomb.
Yeah.
But for Anime Sports Bomb, next week, I am picking... I kind of wanted to pick weird sports, okay, not just like traditional sports.
Okay.
So my first pick for sports month is going to be Bamboo Blade.
Hey!
Yeah, the anime classic. Kendo. Yep, and it's based on kendo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about girls...
A girls' kendo team.
Girls' kendo team.
Yeah.
A teacher tries to... win a bet by trying to get his girls kendo team to the nationals.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's a really cool girl who dual wields her kendo sticks.
Oh yeah.
And I remember I met somebody who did kendo one time and I was like, hey, have you heard of this technique? And they said, what the hell are you talking about? So I'm real excited to...
How many episodes is Bamboo Blade?
13.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's on Funimation. I know that. I remember watching the dub way back in the day.
Hold on. Let's see. Hold on real quick. 26 episodes.
Yep.
Real fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you like this, go ahead and leave a like. Follow us on SoundCloud. YouTube is... It's still on YouTube.
Nah, I know. I don't know. I got excuses. I'm just tired. It's... Things are gonna start slowing going back up. I have everything edited. Yeah, I just gotta put it up.
Yeah.
Mario
World's going up.
Mario next. World's going up. Yeah, should be going up.
Okay.
Just the last 3 weeks have been.
Well, you've been on vacation.
On vacation and prepping for vacation.
Yeah, and now you're recovering from vacation.
Yeah, I know. So. But yeah, it'll start going up again soon.
Mm-hmm. And iTunes, you can follow us on there. Ask Siri to follow us.
Yeah, rate, comment, subscribe.
Yep, do your Google search. You can probably find us on the first page, I think. Hopefully. And that's about it.
Yeah, Google Anime Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
The first.
Everybody stay Googling.
Yeah. Everybody stay Duncan. There you go.
Abdul-Jabbar, when he was a freshman, he played a game just like this, and he beat the seniors.
You know your stuff.
Well, I read it.
Creamy Apple Jammer?
Huh?